Hi, everybody, and welcome to live coverage of the CAT 250 from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, right here on racetimeradio.com. I'm Jerry Paxton. I'll be hosting this afternoon, along with the voice of the Maritime Pro Stock Tour, Tim Terry. Tim, I know this is going to be kind of a wild afternoon. These guys definitely haven't had the kind of practice they're used to.
It's been a different afternoon compared to what we're used to here on the Maritime Pro Stock Tour and here at Scotia Speed World. Obviously, we had a little bit of weather roll in a little bit earlier. They've had some practice sessions, a scuff session, and now we are getting ready for Atlantic Tilt Load qualifying, four heat races to set the field for the Atlantic CAT 250. We'll have the Scotia Tire 50 for the Maritime League of Legends Tour. They will line up by the way that they drew earlier on this afternoon, and then we're going to do an abbreviated opening ceremonies and then roll in to the Atlantic CAT 250.
Yes, it is going to be an interesting one. We did see the lineup for the heats this afternoon, and watch out for heat number three.
I saw that.
That's going to be the one. That's where all the guys that are in the battle for points. And remember, qualifying heat races do carry points now. So it's very important. And obviously, when you put the guys who are battling for those points in the championship hunt all in the same heat, it gets real interesting. So we're getting ready for a wild afternoon here. The Atlantic CAT 250 about to get qualifying underway. And as we said, the racetrack has come around beautifully. It's looking really good, but hey, any rubber that was on there from Friday, it's long gone.
Absolutely gone. We're less than 10 minutes away from going green with the Atlantic Tilt Load qualifying to set the field for the 250. And this is, as you mentioned, a points race as well. These heat races are going to pay championship points, so round number 9 in the series could be absolutely huge. And I haven't checked the weather. We're here now. We're going to get the show in, but do any of those drivers think possibly lap 126 at this point? Maybe trying to get up front, lead some laps, get some extra bonus cash, and maybe be out front if it happens to fall their way?
That's called rolling the dice, isn't it? When you start thinking about it in those terms?
I was going to ask how loud the house is, but Thomas Walsh just put the thumbs down, so I think we're good on the house.
Alrighty. You know, looking forward to this afternoon. One of the things I am going to look at is the Atlantic CAT Pole Challenge.
The Atlantic CAT Atlantic Tilt Load Pole Challenge.
Sorry, got that one.
And there's no stage tonight.
I know I
missed
one.
Joe is probably listening to us, and he's saying that get off my stage line. We're doing driver intro strapped inside the race cars today. So it's no get off my stage. It's move on, I guess. I have to think of a new line.
But that pole challenge is going to make it a very interesting afternoon, because obviously that's the opportunity to get some extra coin in your pocket if you're willing to go.
Absolutely. A little bit extra coin to take the challenge and then try to make your way up through the field. It's 26 cars. And as you mentioned, there might be some of those guys thinking, you know, 250 is obviously the number, but you never know what could happen here. So.
And let's face it, we've talked before about how many competitive cars there are in this field of pro stocks. And we're talking 15, 16, 18 of 26. That's a big gamble if you go to the back. But we know there are a couple of drivers out there that if they qualify in that top 10, don't count them out. They might just be willing to take that gamble and go to the back and have that much confidence in their car and their ability this afternoon to make that run to the front.
You might see somebody that qualifies well that might have the opportunity to pick up some extra cash. You look at heat race number 4, Terry Duguay and Robbie McEwen on the front row for that one. That's going to be a pretty exciting heat race when we go to heat race number 4.
And I think that's part of it. The heat races make it a whole different ball game. Now, we're getting set to go to our live coverage this afternoon, of course. And we've got with us Josh Paxton and Brad Mann, and I know both of them are all geared up and ready to go. Brad, you've been driving on this circuit for a lot of time. Tell us what you're facing when you come to a racetrack that's been washed out like this one has today.
Well, Joe, Jerry, there's no rubber on the track, so it's fresh, it's green. We saw the guys scuffing the tires earlier. That second session was just a scuffing tires. Notice a couple cars did run more than 5 or 6 laps. They ran about 10 or 15 laps. We have that pit stop at lap 125, and you always have, you get 8 tires for this race, and you always get one set's better than the other. So the big dilemma in the pit will be, do you put your better set on first, thinking that we might have weather issues later in the show, or do you save your better set for the last 125? So it's a green racetrack, but it's green for all of them.
And we're going to see how that works out. I have to say, though, if AccuWeather, the Weather Network, the Weather Channel, anybody that does weather, if they've noticed that today they've had a huge increase in traffic on their website, I think that can probably be attributed to all of us upstairs here in the tower. We just kept looking at that forecast, and quite honestly, the forecast looks pretty good. We shouldn't really have to concern ourselves about weather. They're talking about improving conditions as we go through the afternoon. It certainly has warmed up considerably in the last little bit, and definitely a lot brighter. I'm not sure I'd be playing that weather game.
And I know when you look at that weather, and I know Josh is with us, he's outside. It might be a little bit warmer, but the breeze has a little bit of a bite to it, doesn't it?
You know what, Tim? I'll give you the weather report. It's dry, and it's actually warmer than we thought it would be, so it's looking pretty good. I'll tell you one of the great things, though, about if you can find a silver lining on the bit of rain delay, was considering all the storylines we've got coming into this afternoon, and you've got a number of guest drivers that we'll see here this afternoon that we don't normally see on the tour, and how does that mix go in, the dynamic? We've got a couple of special paint schemes in the field we'll watch for tonight. We've got a couple of rivalries we know have been heating up of late, and we've got a couple guys up there in practice that maybe we don't see too often here at Scotia Speed World. We're watching some lap times, of course, Dylan Blankhorn, Sean Turpel, we're used to seeing up there, but Donald Chisholm laying down some fast times, and Tim, there's a guy who's had a checkered history with this speedway that does not include a checkered flag.
Yeah, Donald Chisholm looking for his first checkered flag here at Scotia Speed World, and you look at the other half of that team, a first Braden Langille in the car for the first time on the Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour to make his debut. And Brad, I know you sent the tweet out earlier. They had a little bit of fun with that 88 driver, didn't they?
Yeah, I was over with the 88 team, the 89 team early when I come into pits this morning, and he's pretty geared up about doing this deal, but the boys on the 88 crew put a yellow stripe across the back of that bumper, and it said baby on board, and they stuck a couple of stickers on the side window, and I'm not sure the kids saw them doing it, but anyway, they were pretty excited, and they were having some fun over there with it, and I asked him before I tweeted it out, and I said, no, go for it. We're going to give him a little surprise here. So he's in that car. He tested that car for Mark Martin for the IWK 250. The seat is really small, so that's what the baby joke's all about. Nobody else could ever fit in the seat. So they're having a lot of fun with it, and he's excited. It's a big deal for him.
And you know what? Braden Langille may be just the guy to get his revenge on them by bringing that car home in a top five finish, maybe put it in victory lane. That would really make those guys feel a little funny about putting those stickers on, wouldn't it?
And another thing, guys, that is the same car Mark Martin drove at the IWK 250. That's not George's car. It's back at the racing stables, although they have the 88 number on it. But that is the exact same car that Mark Martin drove in the IWK 250.
Did they get the wrinkles out?
Yeah, George said he'd been busy working. They had a lot of work to do to it, but they feel that's a good piece. And Braden had spent some time in it testing it for Mark Martin. And you remember back to the IWK when Mark Martin got there, he couldn't see over the steering wheel, so they had to go back to the race shop and raise the seat up about 4 inches. So they've got it back down. Braden's a little taller than what Mark was, so it's good to go.
Good news is it's time to go racing here at Scotia Speed World. This will be qualifying for the Atlantic Cat 250 as heat number one rolls out to the racetrack.
Heat race number one presented by Atlantic Tilt Load, and they will run for the pole position in the 250. On the pole, car number 10 for Atlantic Cat, Dexter Construction. It's Bobby White from Kennecook making his return to the Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour. To the outside, the BTP Construction. Car number 11 from Fall River, it's Marty Prevo. Sporting some new colors here this weekend at the Atlantic Cat 250. It's a Brycon Construction. Car 08, it's Nicholas Noggle from Dartmouth. To the outside, the Harvey Racing Lucy in the Sky, number 37. For the legend is Cy Harvey. The 53 is your reigning Atlantic Cat 250 champion. From Porter's Lake, driving for Atlantic Tilt Load in the Kawicki Driver Development Program, it's Cole Butcher. Car number 21 for South Shore Speed and Sound, it's Sean Pierce. And completing your field, car number 1 for Great Co. and Apache Motors, it's Matt Moore from Falmouth. 7 cars, heat race number 1. It should be mentioned as well that Sean Pierce was a late arrival. He might have been in the car for the scuff session, but during the practices, it was Phil Barkhouse Jr. driving that race car.
Well, sometimes you got to put somebody else in the car to warm it up and scuff the tires if you can't get here. Family commitments are what they are. We all know what that's like. As the Dodge Hellcat of Alan Curry is the pace car. He'll bring him around a couple times. The getting set for this one. And here we go. We get that flag warning from starter Art Steves, letting us know next time around this should be a green flag.
12 laps in this one to set the pole for the Atlantic Cat 250. Pace car leads the field down the back straightaway. The 10 of Bobby White in his return to stock car racing, and car number 11 of Marty Prevost on the outside. They'll work through corners number 3 and 4, and we are green to qualify for the Atlantic Cat 250. And look at that start, Jerry. Bobby White out to the lead.
Yeah, that number 10 car showing that there's no race rust on this guy. Bobby White is out in front. Marty Prevost in the 11 goes to the outside. Nicholas Noggle inside. He's got the 53 of Cole Butcher riding the back bumper. Hunt's for sure he's happy about that.
Meanwhile, it's Marty of Prevost. He gets loose coming up off of turn 2, and White streets, extends out the lead. Butcher will slide into that third spot.
Cole Butcher trying to pick up some points here in qualifying, getting around the 0-8 of Nicholas Noggle. Now to the bumper on the 11, Marty Prevost coming around out of turn 2. Up in front, Bobby White stretching away by a car length, but here comes Butcher on the outside in 3 and 4.
And Butcher chasing those championship points, going hard to win this qualifying heat for the Cat 250. 53. Butcher down the back straightaway in second spot. He is closing in quick on the 10 of Bobby White.
Right on his back bumper, the 08 of Nicholas Noggle chasing down Marty Prevost. Cy Harvey a part of that battle as well. But up in front, the 53 of Cole Butcher is there, taking a look to the inside of car number 10 as they dance down the back straightaway. 53 shoves the nose to the inside. 5 laps completed this time, and Cole Butcher to the lead.
Meanwhile, Butcher the hand signal out the window. Thank of White for the clean race, and White will settle into second. Marty Prevost will be in third. Here comes Nicholas Noggle in the 08 car. Cy Harvey will bring up the fifth spot.
Front 5 running single file now as they take the cross flags halfway through the Atlantic Tilt Load qualifier. Cole Butcher setting a great pace up in front. Will pick up a car length. And the Alan Gwicky driver development number 53. A little bit of brake smoke that time from the 11 of Marty Prevost as they come around at a 4.
And Prevost in that 11 car riding the back bumper of Bobby White's number 10. Trying to find a way around. Trying to loosen him up just a little bit as they come around turn 2 down the back straightaway. Into 3 now. Prevost a little nudge to the 10 of White. He gets a little out of shape. Pulls onto it, but we've got 4 of them nose to tail.
And right behind them, here comes the 08 of Noggle. Little bump to the 11 of Marty Prevost. Cy Harvey is in this battle as well. It's a battle for position number 2 in heat race number 1. Presented by Atlantic Tilt Load. Lap number 9 completed. 53 car is gone by a half straightaway. They're all trying to solve Bobby White for position number 2.
Cole Butcher, that number 53 is gone. Butcher is out in front. He's got about a 5 or 6 car lead now on the 10 of Bobby White. And White looks like the plug in the bottle.
Meanwhile, let's single file back. Second back through. Fifth's tightened up here. Meanwhile, White keeps on the second spot. Prevost Noggle looking on the outside of Marty Prevost to pick up that fourth spot.
White flag in the air this time. The Atlantic Tilt Load number 53, Cole Butcher, has it well in hand. A three-way battle for second in behind them. Here they come through 3 and 4. Cole Butcher will lead the way down the front straightaway to the checkered flag. Bobby White will hang on for second. Nicholas Noggle up to third. Then the 11 of Marty Prevost and the 37 of Cy Harvey.
Well, we said this was going to be an interesting set of qualifying heats, and there you have it. Cole Butcher up through the field to take the win. Bobby White brings that number 10 home in second spot. Nicholas Noggle waited until the final lap to make that charge. He wanted to get second spot and just fell a little short.
So car number 53 will start provisional pole in the Atlantic Cat 250. He drives through the Kawicki Driver Development Program, Atlantic Tilt Load, Top Construction, Hanging On Fisheries, and Irving Blending and Packaging. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for driver number 53, Cole on the pole, Cole Butcher. We'll direct your attention to the Shriners on the front straightaway. They are making their 50-50 draw. We will have that number as soon as they bring it up to us, and we want to thank you for supporting the Dartmouth and District Shrine Club and all that they do throughout the region.
Well, it looks like we're in for some wild racing this afternoon, watching the first of the qualifiers, the second one about to roll out onto the racetrack. This is the one we talked about. This is the one where all those top points guys who want the points, need the points, are chasing the points. They're all in this one. So buckle up. This one is going to get out of control.
Heat race number 2 presented by Atlantic Tilt Load, 12 laps, and we begin with the most recent winner on the tour. He went to victory lane at Oyster Bend Speedway 1 week ago. He drives for Atlantic, Dodge Dealers, Loyalist, Maryland Tile, DL's Auto Body, and Dave's Snowmobile Repair. The 29 from Springvale, Prince Edward Island is Greg Proud. To the outside, car number 97, the Tarquette Flooring, Happy Harry's Affordable Building Centers, number 97, is John Fleming. Car number 13, driving for Carnahan Property Management and King Racing. From Farmington, Maine, it's Cassius Clark. Car number 54, he drives for FBS, Superior Foundations and Top Construction. It's Jared Butcher, your leading Exide Batteries Rookie of the Year contender. Driving for M&M Sheet Metal, car number 94 from Prospect Road is DJ Casey. His teammate to the outside, he drives for Eastern Drainage and Casey Racing. From Shubenacadie, it's Stevie Lively. And completing your field, the Vector Aerospace Direct Tire, number 8 from Westmoreland, Prince Edward Island. It's Kent Vincent and Jerry. He comes off a top 10 finish, 6th place at Oyster Bed.
And so the field is set as we get set to go qualifying in heat number 2. Greg Proud and John Fleming bring him around into turn number 4. Down the front, straightaway, green flag in the air, Regal Racing.
Meanwhile, Proud had got loose on the get-go, and Fleming's looking to take her over the pole position in the back. Proud gets loose, coming up off of 2. Here comes Butcher on the outside, looking to take the 3rd spot.
Greg Proud struggling a little bit down low right now. That car not quite hooking up. John Fleming gets the nose across to lead lap number 1. The 97 car looking as good as we've seen it in the last year here in the qualifier, but Proud going to give him a chase again down low.
The driver that's frustrated, the number 13 of Cassius Clark. He is stuck behind the 29 of Proud. He's got the 30 of Stevie Lively, the 54 of Jarrett Butcher to the outside. He's got nowhere to go. He's boxed in, and he wants to turn that 13 loose.
97 is the only driver single file right now as he picks up the lead position. The 29 has the 54 of Butcher to the outside. As Jerry mentioned, the 13 of Cassius Clark, absolutely nowhere to go right now. To the inside of the 54, a Butcher is a drag race down the back straightaway. 29 of Proud trying to solve that 54 as the 97 continues to lead the 46.
Meanwhile, it's Proud looking to get on the outside lane to get that Dodge hooked up as he's a little loose down on the bottom. Here comes Butcher on the outside, looking on the outside of Cassius Clark for the 3rd position.
Out of turn 4, still door-to-door in the battle for 3rd, chasing Fleming and Proud. Cassius Clark starting to move forward, but Butcher giving chase from the high side. Here comes Clark now finding some open asphalt down the back chute. He gets in front of the 54 and puts his sights on the back of the 29.
And Jared Butcher in the number 54 decided the outside lane wasn't the way to work it. He dropped down inside, gave up the position. Now he's harassing the number 13 of Cassius Clark for that 3rd spot.
Everybody single file as they come across with 7 laps completed. Now Cassius Clark flashes the nose of the Carnahan Property Management, number 13, to the inside of Greg Proud in the 29. The 29, he made that outside line work last week at Oyster Bed Speedway. Going to be a little harder row to hoe on the outside here at Scotia Speedway. Clark to position number 2.
Meanwhile, it's Clark going to take over to 2nd position as he rolls under the 29 of Proud. Butcher will settle into the 4th spot. Proud fighting back on the outside, trying to take that 2nd spot back, but Clark will have it coming back across the line.
Cassius Clark is on rails on the low side, hugging that white line all the way through the corners, but still about a car length back in the 97, John Fleming. Fleming is setting a great pace and has just got a couple laps to go as the twin sticks go up in the air.
Meanwhile, it's Clark closing in on the back bumper of Fleming. He's looking to take that 1st position, and Clark puts the car up high on the outside, trying to get around Fleming. They come back to the line with 1 to go.
Final lap underway. John Fleming up in front. Cassius Clark in the 13 riding the back bumper as they head out of 2 and down the back straightaway. Clark, a last-ditch effort to the outside as they come out of 3 and 4. Not enough. It's Fleming that brings it to the checkers, followed by the 13 of Cassius Clark, the 54 of Jarrett Butcher, 29 Greg Proud, 30 of Stevie Lively, DJ Casey in the 94, and the 8 of Kent Vincent.
So the number 97 of John Fleming will go to victory lane, and he drives for Happy Harry's Affordable Building Centers. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for John Fleming, car number 97. And we'll ask you to dig out your Shriners 50-50 tickets. $1,130 to the winner. Your winning number is 41106. Once again, Shriners 50-50, your winning number is 41106. If you have that winning number, please see the Shriners located at the hut behind the corner number 4 grandstand. If you're in the pit area and you have that number, please see one of our representatives in the pit area. Once again, Shriners 50-50, your winning number is 41106.
as we wait for heat number three. Going through the pit today, Jerry, a new sponsor on the 8 car was announced 2 weeks ago of Ken Vinson, signed a deal with the potato board and PEI, so it's nice to see the 8 machine of Ken Vinson picking up another sponsor.
And this will be heat number 3 as we get set to go racing and qualifying. And boy, some of the guys we saw on the leaderboard in practice, they're all out here now.
Yeah, this one is going to be a very interesting heat race, to say the least. Car number 5, he drives for Castle Building Centers. It's Jonathan Hicken from Brudenell, Prince Edward Island. He makes his Parcher Trucks Pro Stock Tour debut today, driving for Nova Construction and Pioneer Coal. From Shubenacadie, it's Braden Langell behind the wheel of the 88 car. Car number 67, he is your point leader. He drives for Quinn Flooring and Blankhorn Auto Recyclers. It's Dylan Blankhorn from Truro. To the outside, the Zero car, two-time champion of this series, driving for Dexter Construction and the Municipal Group. It's Sean Turbo from Enfield. The Nova Construction Celtic Ford Fusion car number 89 is Donald Chisholm from Antigonish. And completing your field, he drives for Cobequid Mountain Sports, English Jewelers, and K. Hubley Woodworking and Contracting. Driving for TM Motorsports, the 66, the Bounty Hunter, Russell Smith Jr.
And this one's definitely going to be a little bit interesting. As we said, Dylan Blankhorn, the points leader, right beside him, the Zero of Sean Turpel, second place car.
Meanwhile, it's Blankhorn slipped into the second spot. The rookie gets loose, and Donald Chisholm looks under him. He's going to take over third spot, coming down to complete the first lap. It's Hicken leading the 67 of Blankhorn back to the line.
Braden Langell, that number 88, making his first start in the Pro Stock Tour. And, man, did they throw him to the wolves, surrounded by a couple of champions and multi-time race winners. He will drop to the back right now to learn something as they follow around. Jonathan Hicken, Dylan Blankhorn all over his back end into turn number 1.
Donald Chisholm in the number 89 running in that third spot. He is falling back a couple of car lengths as they go down the back straightaway. Might be just being careful. Hicken sideways in turn 4. That's all Blankhorn needed to take advantage. Blankhorn out in front. Here comes Chisholm up to second. And Jonathan Hicken had his hands full coming down the front straightaway.
Yeah, the 5 car made an amazing save down the front straightaway. He lost position number 2 as well to Donald Chisholm. And now he's under fire from Russell Smith Jr. Jr. looking to the inside of the 5. Of Jonathan Hicken. Turple on the outside of the 66 car. Braden Langell there as well. Your top 2, Brad, have stepped away a little bit.
Meanwhile, it's Blankhorn going to lead Chisholm back to the line by about 4 car lengths. The battle for the third spot as it's Russell Smith Jr. and the Zero car, Sean Turple, all over the back bumper of the 5 car of Hicken, looking to take over that third spot.
Russell Smith Jr., the 66, on a march to the front, down to the bottom now against the number 5 of Andrew Hicken. And we talked a little bit earlier that Russell Smith trying to complete something no one else has done in the Maritimes, and that's win the Friday Night Sportsman and the weekend Pro Stock Tour race in the same weekend. Right now, moving forward, he'll pick up a top 3 spot.
But he's got a lot of company in that fight for third as Jonathan Hicken on the outside, Sean Turple in the Zero right behind him. And there is no room for error as Russell Smith brings it out of turn 4 down the front straightaway. Hicken trying to put some pressure on him. Turple's on the inside. This is quite a battle.
There's 5 car on the outside of Jonathan Hicken trying to take it away from the Zero of Turple. The inside line seems to be the place to be right now. Looks like Donald Chisholm has moved up to that second group to try to test the waters up there. Comes back down into corners number 1 and 2 and has Russell Smith Jr. on his back bumper. The 66 is on the march. To the inside he goes on car number 89.
Meanwhile, it's Russell Smith Jr. He's going to beat Chisholm, edges him back to the line, but Smith fights back on the inside. It's a real battle here for the second spot. Meanwhile, Turple sitting there in the fourth spot, looking to see what takes place here, and Chisholm's fighting back on the outside groove as they come back to the line to get the white flag. It'll be Chisholm edging him out this lap again.
Dylan Blankhorn all alone up in front. It's Chisholm versus Smith down the back straightaway. Dylan Blankhorn rolls alone through turns 3 and 4. He'll pick up the checkered flag. The dash to the finish. Looks like Chisholm on the outside. Man, guys, that was a close one to call.
It was Chisholm by about a half of an inch, Josh. It was tight, but it was Chisholm edging him back.
Well, there you have it. That's the official call. You can't dispute that. Brad Mann says it's Chisholm's. It's Chisholm's.
By half an inch.
By half an inch.
Car number 67 goes to Victory Lane. He drives for Quint Flooring, Blankhorn Auto Recyclers, the Cat Shack, CSS Insurance, and PPM Incorporated. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for driver number 67. It's Dylan Blankhorn. He is your point leader coming in. And, Jerry, I haven't gone back to look at the history books yet, but that driver has 8 straight podium finishes. Going to be hard to do tonight in the Cat 250 to make it 9, but we'll see what the 67 team has up their sleeves.
You know, one of the things I couldn't help but notice, and Brad, I'm going to ask for your expertise here, but the 89 car looked like it was a little bit evil out there.
It was, Jerry. They're set up a little bit on the loose side. You're going to see some of these cars a little loose this early going because there's going to be some more grip come back into the racetrack here as we get going and some of that SERP starts to come out of the high groove. But I'd say the 89 car was really on the loose side, and Donald had his hands full.
It's heat race number 4 coming out, presented by Atlantic Tilt Load. And on the pole, car number 14, the Right On Board Locksmith, PEI Heart and Stroke Foundation, and H&P Glover number 14 from Albany, Prince Edward Island, it's Terry Dugay. The Maritime Steel Island Auto Supply, Smith Electrical number 40. In a position number 2, it's Robbie McEwen from Shearwood. The 18, driving for Shaw's Towing, Keir's Doors, and the McKinnon Brothers Service Center, it's Darren McKinnon from Charlottetown. Substituting in for car number 49 for Archibald Drilling and Blasting from Dartmouth, it's Mike McKenzie behind the wheel of the 49, subbing in for Harry Ross White. And completing your field, it's the Heinz Racing, Terra Vista Seafoods, Greenfield Enterprise, car number 91 from Cornwall, it's Dylan Gosby.
And the car that's missing from the heat, the number 99 of Craig Slonwhite. They blew an engine earlier in the day. They are in the process of putting a new engine in the race car, even as we speak. So he's going to do his best, but no matter how he looks at it, he's going to be at the back end.
He's going to have some work to do when they do throw that green flag. Speaking of green flag, heat race number 4. Underway is Terry Dugay. What a save. Down the front straightaway, Brad, he spun the tires.
Oh, he spun them, and he was lucky to gather it up and not spin in front of the whole field. Meanwhile, it's McEwen taking the lead away from him. His Doogie drives deep into the corner, but McEwen will lead that first lap.
Darren McKinnon up on the wheel, the number 18, running in third spot, has the challenge down low as Dylan Gosby took a look as he tries to march up to the front. McKinnon making it work on the high side now, looks to get around the 14 of Terry Dugay.
And 4 of the 5 drivers in this qualifier, all from Prince Edward Island. The Potato Posse rules. And Robbie McEwen, the leader at the moment, out in front. Here comes the 91 of Gosby. He's up to second as he gets by the 14 of Dugay coming through turn 4.
Fastest spud right now is car number 91 as he moves to position number 2. But he's got to gain the 40 of Robbie McEwen. He's got a little ways to go in this heat race to try to catch Robbie McEwen. Gosby second, McEwen third, Dugay back to fourth. And Mike McKenzie, the lone mainlander, in position number 5.
Meanwhile, it's McEwen trying to edge out the 91 of Gosby, trying to close in the gap. He sits about 3 car lengths behind McEwen. Meanwhile, McKinnon slid into the third spot, and the 14 car Dewey rides him fourth with Mike McKenzie bringing up the rear.
Robbie McEwen seeing that 91 getting bigger in his rear-view mirror. We know Dylan Gosby was out yesterday at the Kart Bond sharpening up those skills, and a little bit with Greg Proud as well. Maybe we'll touch back on that story in a little bit, but right now down the back straightaway, it's Gosby coming up to the bumper of Robbie McEwen as we near the finish of this qualifier.
Meanwhile, it's Gosby closing right in on the back bumper as they go down the straightaway. There's only a car length separating the two now. And Gosby desperately wants that first spot as he looks underneath McEwen. They'll come back to the line, bumper to bumper.
And Gosby doing a magnificent job in the 91. He closed down what was a very significant gap to get to the back bumper of the number 40 of Robbie McEwen. And now he's looking underneath him as they come out of 4. Couldn't make it stay.
40 turn to corner number 4. A little bit of a slide from the rear end of the final corner for the 40 of Robbie McEwen. The 91 of Dylan Gosby putting the pressure on that 40 car. They are all by their lonesomes up in front. 91 to the inside. Gets that turn. 2 laps to go. Question is, can the 91 find the inside line of the 40? You might have it here. Almost got into the back of him.
Meanwhile, it's Gosby giving the 40 car a little tap coming up off of two. He closes in on the bumper. He's still trying to get underneath him. They'll go back to the line with one to go, and McEwen leads Gosby as Gosby puts the car high up on the outside trying to get it done.
Down the back straightaway they come. Final time into turn number three. Gosby throwing it down low. McEwen slides up high out of turn number four. Door to door across the stripe. And that time to me, it looked like Gosby down low. Brad Mann, how'd it look to you?
That's all Gosby. He got it by about 6 inches that time, guys.
Oh, that's a big gap. Car number 91. Well, we'll see what the leaderboard says, 40. But we'll go back to the picture, I believe. They're looking next door. It looked to me like 91.
Yeah, the official rule will have no bearing on our ruling here. Brad saw the 91 win this one.
By 6 inches.
I know a lot of guys have argued with Brad before and lost.
I'm not going to argue with the timing machine, guys.
You can't argue with the machine, period. And we're watching as the officials look again. They're really having a close look. They want to make sure of this one.
They're not using Laura Williams' abacus. They're not sliding the pegs along, but...
Because I think on the clock side, that might have been a pretty slim... Maybe the clock doesn't go down that many decimal points.
The transponders might have been in a different... Whatever you want to say. We'll get to that in just a moment, but the Maritime League of Legends Tour are on the racetrack. This is their main feature presented by Scotia Tire, and Jerry, this is a 50-lap or 30-minute feature, whatever comes first. The 22 car comes off a podium last week at Oyster Bed Speedway. It's Shane Lively from Middle Sackville to the outside. Great to see him out here with the Maritime League of Legends Tour. The 16 car is Dylan Sutherland. The 28 is Kyle Shipley from Spryfield. The 7 is Jeff Cruikshank from Hansport. The 6, your winner here earlier this season, it's Adam Meehan from Rawdon. The 03 is Ryan McIntosh making his return. He's originally from Amherst, Nova Scotia, coming to us from North Carolina, driving for Brycon Construction and St. Louis Bar and Grill. The 57, a multiple-time Canadian Masters champion, it's Paul Goulden from Shelburne. The 36 is Tony Gannett Jr. from Milford Station. The 17 is Arnie Spinney from Coldbrook. The 91 from Antigonish is Craig Chisholm. The 11 is Wayne Nichols. The 15 is Andrew Lively. The 13 is Wyatt McCullough. The 98 is Craig McDonald from Waverly. Your point leader and reigning champion is the 48 of Waylon Farrell from Conception Bay, South Newfoundland. The 75 is Miss Rodden Rocket Emily Meehan. The 10, he comes off a podium finish 1 week ago at Oyster Bed. It is Justin McNeil. The 2 is Cody Quinn from Sydney. The 72 is Tyler Hawes. The 08 is Corey Hall from Jollicure, New Brunswick. The 38 is Darren Shearwood from Cambridge Narrows, New Brunswick. The 53 is Shelby Baker, your most recent winner on the tour. Kevin McDonald in the 4 from Antigonish. And Robin Lothers in the 58. Ladies and gentlemen, this time by, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs, grab your next door neighbor if you have to. Follow Thomas on the front straightaway. We're going to give these drivers a wave off and send them off for 50 green flag laps presented by Scotia Tire Service. This time by, everybody on your feet. They'll wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them on the Atlantic Cat 250 weekend. Beautiful Field of Legend cars will remind you this is their main feature. No heat races run. They are lined up by the way they drew their starting position. And this is a 50-lap or 30-minute main feature, whatever comes first. 24, two dozen Legend cars getting ready to go green, presented by Scotia Tire. This is round number 5 on the Maritime League of Legends Tour. Shane Lively and Dylan Sutherland on the front row, working through 3 and 4. Green flag is up. We're underway in the Scotia Tire 50. Lively out to the early lead. The 16 of Dylan Sutherland will fall into position number 2. The 7 of Cruikshank has the 03 of McIntosh on the outside. Kyle Shipley on the inside of McIntosh now going at it for position number 4. 3 wide in the middle of the pack. A lot of your point leaders, a lot of your feature winners already this season starting in the middle of the pack. They've got 50 laps to get to the front. They've got a long way to go. In this one presented by Scotia Tire. 2 laps completed and they continue to be 2 and 3 wide in the middle of the pack. Cody Quinn in the middle, Emily Meehan in the middle. That is about position number 10 right now. Quinn takes a spot as they pass Arnie Spinney on the inside. Wayne Nichols looking for a place to race. Justin McNeil looking to make his way up there. He picks up one more spot. Meehan on the back bumper of Quinn. The quickest mover in this race so far appears to be Craig McDonald through four laps. He is up to position number six. Chasing down the battle in front of him. About four lengths ahead, the seven of Cruikshank, the six of Adam Meehan, who battles the 03 of Ryan McIntosh. McIntosh currently in a podium position in the 03 car in his return to Scotia Speed World. Shane Lively leads. He was on the podium 1 week ago in the Island Coastal Services and Steve Snow Removal 50 at Oyster Bed Speedway. First podium in a legend car as the 7 of Cruikshank has a moment at a corner number 4. Cruikshank will fall back one more spot. It'll move Craig McDonald into the top 5. And now Paul Goulden all over the back bumper of the Murray Davis Trucking. Car number 7 as they dive it down into corner number 3. Lively continues to lead this thing. Sutherland in second. The battle intensifies for position number 3. The 6 of Adam Meehan to the inside of the 03 of Ryan McIntosh. Meehan will take the spot. McIntosh falls back to fourth. And Craig McDonald begins to run in car number 98. Trying to get a little bit closer to the top 3. For this pack, Jerry, that's been running no heat races, it's a straight draw. A lot of your front runners started at the rear of the field. These guys have got it pretty well under control, considering they were 3 wide in the first opening laps.
It's always that way when you put the guys that are fastest at the back. It makes for a great start, and they pick their way through the traffic. Kind of sets up the tone for the whole race, and right now, it's a hectic pace.
98, Cara McDonald looking to the inside of the 03 of McIntosh as they dance down into corner number 3. In front of them, Meehan on the outside in the 6 to dance with Dylan Sutherland in car number 16. Sutherland has had a great season so far, at least in the second half of this 2017 campaign. But up in front, it's all Shane Lively. Lively doing a great job. He'll come by this time and put a lap on Lothers in the 58 and the 17 of Arnie Spinney to put them one lap in the rearview mirror. Battle for second. It's Meehan taking the spot over Sutherland. And here comes Craig McDonald in car number 98. McDonald looking on the outside, and he will take the position. Sutherland back to fourth and McIntosh to fifth.
And these legend cars lighten it up here at Scotia Speed World as we are 13 laps in this 50-lap feature. And boy, oh boy, you got to admit that number 22 is Shane Lively. He is the class of the field this afternoon. Can't miss that bright orange car as he gets it well out in front. And he is setting one hectic pace up in front. I don't think he wants to lap anybody else. Just wants to stay out of sight.
Yeah, he wants to stay out in front. He had motor issues earlier this season, but ever since that podium at Oyster Bed Speedway, he's been turning it on. The cars are us. Car number 22 leads him down into corner number 1. The 6 of Adam Meehan in second, being chased by McDonald in position number 3. Fourth belongs to Dylan Sutherland. Ryan McIntosh in fifth as he... Looked like the 98 car slowed down a little bit there down the back straightaway. Had his hand out the window. Not sure what that was about, but he lost a little bit of time to those drivers in front of him. Adam Meehan continues to march, but the battle looks like Paul Goulden in fifth trying to take position number 4 away from Sutherland.
And Paul Goulden looking very, very strong. He's patient. He's going to wait for his moment. That's the way he drives. And we're just watching him work on Sutherland, just closing in ever so gently. I'm not sure whether they like to nudge people out of the way in these legend cars or not, but it may happen.
Absolutely finessing their way. The 6 car of Adam Meehan takes the lead away from the 22 of Lively. Lively went a little bit wide in corner number 2. It opened the door for Meehan. Meehan took the spot. And we complete lap number 18 now with the 6 car on the top of the leaderboard. Lively now has to play chase for the first time in this one as he's on the back bumper of Adam Meehan, the 98 of McDonald in position number 3. And then, as you mentioned, that battle back there for position number 4 rages on. But Lively around in corner number 2. Shane Lively, second place, around, and that will draw the caution flag, so caution will fly for the 22 of Lively.
And that may explain why Adam Meehan was able to get the lead. It could be something was just going away on that race car because he looped that all by himself, just overdrove it, it looked like.
And a blistering pace to the first few laps of this Maritime League of Legends Tour race, the Scotia Tire 50, is will close them up behind the pace car. And take a little bit of a breath because those first 18 laps were pretty intense. Tough break for Shane Lively, though. Came off his first podium finish 1 week ago at Oyster Bed Speedway.
And so we'll slow them down, get them in line, and get prepared for a restart, which could be a telltale sign of what's to come. Adam Meehan is going to be the one leading them back to the green flag as the number 98 of Craig McDonald will share that front row. But boy, the sun has come out here at Scotia. The temperature has gone up significantly. It is a beautiful afternoon. And they are putting some serious rubber down on this racetrack as the Maritime League of Legends. About just shy of the halfway in this 50-lap feature.
Yeah, just shy of halfway. It's a 50-lap feature. 18 laps have been completed. And great run so far for the 16 of Dylan Sutherland in position number 3. He is one of the locals here that race in the Strictly Hydraulics Legend Car Division at Scotia Speed World every Friday night. The 57 of Paul Goulden in position number 4. And now Ryan McIntosh will move up to position number 5. Craig McDonald had a great run at Oyster Bay Speedway going 1 week ago prior to a penalty on a restart, being put to the rear of the field on that one. So we'll see if he can put that all behind him as he runs in position number 2. Beautiful field of Legend cars as they get realigned and ready to go once again. Looks like Andrew Lively has found his way to position number 6, one of the Rookie of the Year contenders at Scotia Speed World. Waylon Farrell, your defending series champion, in position number 7. Jeff Cruikshank in 8. Ninth is Miss Rod and Rocket, Emily Meehan, and the 10 of Justin McNeil in position number 10 with Corey Hall just behind in a car 08. Field will double up down the front straightaway. Rob Bonus still in the field to get back into 2x2 formation. The 6 of Adam Meehan and the 98 of Craig McDonald. And you can count the 16 of Dylan Sutherland in there as well. All drivers who cut their teeth racing here at Scotia Speed World began in the Bandolero division and moved their way up to the Legends ranks. Ryan McIntosh started in Bandoleros here at Scotia Speed World, won a NX National International Semi-Pro Championship back in 2013. That's a huge honor, Jerry, and now the 08 of Corey Hall trying to do the same thing about 5 years later, but it's a tall task to beat every driver in North America and beyond.
It certainly is. I think they got their hands full here at Scotia this afternoon, to be very honest, as Adam Meehan brings the field out of turn number 4. Green flag. We're back racing.
The 98 of Craig McDonald tucks into line behind car number 6 of Adam Meehan. The battle for position number 3. We'll see if Goulden can take that spot on the outside away from the 16. Meanwhile, up in front, McDonald wasting little time to get to the inside of car number 6. Adam Meehan letting him have the line. And Craig McDonald toe-to-toe with the 6 of Adam Meehan down into corner number 1. Your winner from May under fire from car number 98. As Goulden takes position number 3, Sutherland now battles with Lively. McIntosh falls back into 6th. As McDonald in car number 98 can't seem to get that run off the corner, Adam Meehan continues to lead with 21 laps completed. As they battle side by side, Goulden closing in on those two in front of him. McDonald will take the advantage through corner number 3. He'll lead lap number 22. And now Paul Goulden sits in position number 3. Looking over car number 6 as they do battle down the back straightaway. McIntosh back to the inside of the 15. As the 16 of Sutherland, little sideways in position number 4. He'll try to take it away. McIntosh to the inside.
Those front three all lined up single file, tight together. Now Goulden falls back just a little bit as they go down the back straightaway. He'll make it up very quickly as they come to turns 3 and 4. But Craig McDonald in that number 98, not to be denied, as he is out in front. Adam Meehan riding the back bumper, trying to find a way around.
Goulden is there as well. Your top three, you can throw a blanket over them. The 03 of Ryan McIntosh about a half straightaway behind. This battle for position, this time by cross flags. We're halfway in the Scotia Tire 50. 25 down and 25 to go. The top three have broken away. Fourth place of Ryan McIntosh tries to get a little bit of a gap as the caution flag will fly. And I don't see anything. Could it be possibly Kyle Shipley may have went for a loop around? I don't see any cars back over there in 3 and 4.
I didn't catch anything out there that stayed. I saw a couple of guys in trouble up there in 4, but they got it straightened around, got going again. But you may just err on the side of caution. You don't need anybody flying down into turn number 4 or somebody else is sideways on the racetrack. That never works out so well.
The battle for position number 1 had 3 cars, and they had broken away a little bit. Ryan McIntosh had found his way to position number 4 after that restart. And then 5th on back, you pretty much had the whole field on top of each other with those guys going at it 2 and possibly 3 wide at times in the middle of the pack as they try to push their way towards the front of the field. We are in the second half. We're about to be in the second half of this race. We'll have 25 completed when we come back across the stripe. So the 98 of Craig McDonald leads the 6 of Adam Meehan in 2nd. Paul Goulden will have an inside starting position in position number 3. The 03 of Ryan McIntosh in fourth, along with the 16 of Dylan Sutherland in position number five. Farrell in position number six came off a podium run at the Affordable Fuels 150. He runs in position number six. Seventh is Andrew Lively. Emily Meehan, Corey Hall, and Darren Shearwood, first time in the top 10 for the 38 car this afternoon, and a consistent season for Darren Shearwood as well as Justin McNeil. McNeil enters this Scotia Tire 50 for the Maritime League of Legends Tour in position number two in the standings, so keep an eye on the Cummins. Parts for Trucks number 10 as he runs about halfway through this field. The 10 car runs in position number 11 as we cross him over this time.
And once again, the signal to the drivers to get it doubled up for the restart. Looks like we should have about two more laps before we get back to that green flag action as they tuck in behind the pace car. You're listening to the Scotia Tire 50 for the Maritime League of Legends. It's part of the Atlantic Cat 250 weekend here at Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Glad you could join us on Racetime Radio. I'm Jerry Paxton along with Tim Terry. We're calling the action for the Legends this afternoon. Brad Mann and Josh Paxton will help us to pick it up as the Pro Stocks come just shortly from now.
Pace car lights are off. This time by, we're going to go back to green flag racing. The 98 of Craig McDonald. And the 6 of Adam Meehan on the outside. Goulden, McIntosh, and the 16 of Dylan Sutherland to complete your top five. Here comes the field through 3 and 4. And we are back underway halfway. 25 down and 25 to go in the Scotia Tire 50. They tiptoe through corners number 1 and 2. The 98 of McDonald going to get the advantage on the 6 of Meehan. Meehan falls into line in position number 2. And Ryan McIntosh working the outside line. McIntosh looking for second.
McIntosh in that 0-3 brings it up alongside the 6 of Adam Meehan as they come to turn number 2. He'll fall back just a little as they come out of 2 down the back straightaway. And here comes the 57 of Paul Goulden, the 48 of Waylon Farrell.
Farrell on the outside now in position number 5 as he starts to work his way towards the front of the back. Bumper the 03 gives him a shot down into the corner. And now down to the inside, the 48 of Farrell trying to get by the 03 of McIntosh. Emily Meehan on the outside of the 16 of Sutherland with Darren Shearwood there as well. But the battle for position number 3, check that 4 as Waylon Farrell gets the rolled up black flag from the race officials. The 03 of Ryan McIntosh trying to get back to the back bumper. He won't get there.
And those front five very quickly getting strung out a little bit at the front. They are single file and about a car length between each of them as they settle in. I have a funny feeling this is going to last about 5 laps and then they're going to turn on the afterburner.
Your top five have a little bit of a gap between each other right now. McDonald, Meehan, Goulden, Farrell, and McIntosh. And then it's back to sixth. And sixth has pretty much the rest of the pack behind him. Sutherland, Shearwood side by side with Emily Meehan, Corey Hall, and Andrew Lively all within the top 10, and Justin McNeil knocking on the door of a top 10 run. 58 around, and that will draw the caution as Lothers gets around in corner number 3, and a close call there for the 36 of Tony Gaudette as he has to slow that thing up, and we're under caution again with just over 20 to go.
Yeah, that was a tough break for the number 58, getting turned around down there in the corner. But the leaders, well, I don't know whether they really wanted to see this caution flag. It seems every time we go to the restart, we get a little shuffle up in that front five.
A little bit of a shuffle as we get the drivers lined up at the back of the field. Robin Lothers will fall into line. They had some issues with that race car this season as well, as he'll fall to the rear of the running order. The 98 of Craig McDonald trying to win the Scotia Tire 50, one of the biggest races of his career, if he would be able to pick it up here this afternoon. The 6 of Adam Meehan in position number 2, Goulden in 3rd, Farrell in 4th, and Ryan McIntosh continues to be in position number 5. Sutherland holding on to 6 right now. Emily Meehan, Darren Shearwood, Andrew Lively, and Corey Hall completing your top 10 as the lineup gets rectified here as we get ready to send these drivers back off momentarily for the completion of the Scotia Tire 50. The leaderboard shows 29 laps completed. We'll have 30 when we come back across the stripe to take the green flag. Craig McDonald picking up that legend car here this season. Has had a couple of runs in it. Had a great run going at Oyster Bed Speedway 1 week ago. And now we'll see if he can take that car and put it into victory lane here at Scotia Speed World. The 6 of Adam Meehan was here in May in victory lane in the Atlantic Tilt Load 50. trying to get back there and trying to close in on the point leader who runs right behind him right now. The 57 of Paul Goulden on the inside of row number two with the 03 of Ryan McIntosh. Completing your top five. Rolled up green. Next time by, we're going to let him loose again. 20 laps to finish. The Scotia Tire 50. This is round number five for the Maritime League of Legends Tour. We'll be at Riverside International Speedway next Saturday for the Farrell's Excavation 50, a part of the NASCAR Pinty Series stop at Riverside. But we got to conclude this one first. Green flag flies. We're back underway. It's the number 98 of McDonald that gets the advantage. The six of Adam Meehan falls into line in position number two, and here comes Goulden. Goulden's trying to hold off Waylon Farrell on the outside, the driver from CBS Newfoundland, trying to take position number three on the outside, and the Devo Motorsports number 48 will pick up position number three as he tries to chase down car number six just ahead of him, and he's looking for his first win here at the Speed World. Your reigning champion, Waylon Farrell. Behind them, Corey Hall begins to move in the sedan. The 08 car has moved up to position at number 7. And we'll look to chase down Dylan Sutherland in car number 16. They'll go to the outside. And they'll go at it for that position. Waylon Farrell has found the outside of the 6 of Adam Meehan. Oh, the 11 of Nichols and the 36 of Gaudette go around. We got a tire bouncing down into corner number 1. Yellow flag will fly top right for Wayne Nichols. And the 36, the Gaudette equipment, number 36 from Milford Station, Tony Gaudette Jr.
And we could tell these drivers were giving it everything they had, pushing their equipment to the limit. And, you know, sometimes you find that one little flaw you didn't know was there, and you find it the hard way.
And a tough break for those drivers, too. Wayne Nichols runs weekly here at Scotia SpeedWorld. I believe this is his debut in the Maritime League of Legends Tour, as he'll be down there with the 36 of Tony Gaudette, and they'll have to separate those two race cars because when they came together, Jerry, down the front straightaway, they were definitely tangled all the way down to turn number one.
And it looks like from the crew that both drivers are okay. That's the good news, always. But now we see them starting to climb out of the car. But as you say, those cars are tangled up. They're going to have to try to pull them apart and separate them. And that's going to take us a couple of minutes.
And both drivers are out of the car. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Wayne Nichols and Tony Gaudette. I'm sure Wayne not too happy, but he'll have that car prepared and ready to go. We'll remind you as well that next week here, NX National Qualifiers on Friday night, the Legend cars are going 50 laps again here next week.
And we're going to offer you a quick reminder. If you happen to come this afternoon and maybe you planned the wrong wardrobe or you just want to show off your support for the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour, you've got great swag for sale down there. Go down and see Chelsea. Pick yourself up some great stuff. You know, your beverage might get a little warm this afternoon if you don't have one of those nice koozies to put around it. So they have those for sale down there. Good idea. Maybe a T-shirt, because you probably came dressed for warm and didn't realize it was actually going to get hot this afternoon. So, again, be proud. Show your colors. Show your support for the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour. All that gear for sale right down there, down by the beer garden.
Did you say the souvenirs? Is that what you said?
That's what we're talking about.
We're talking about the souvenirs. Yeah, I have Jessica in one ear.
Yeah.
I have you in the other. And you're talking about Chelsea, right?
Well, welcome to my world.
Yes.
Yes. One person in each ear, and they expect me to listen to a third one.
Did you check out the restoration? You saw this at the IWK 250.
That is one beautiful race car.
Yep. You can head down and check out the Greg Seward Heart of a Champion car, the restoration of the 67 Chevelle that raced at racetracks around Atlantic Canada.
And that is the important part. That is the original race car as it was raced. And if you think some of the equipment you see today is fancy, you should have a look at this one. You know, you go back to the older days of racing, this is what they used to run, and it's a pretty impressive piece.
And it has the lineage right on the back as well, every single step of the way for that 67 Chevelle to be restored. You can find out more information if you are online listening to us on Racetime Radio. You can search over to heartofachamp.ca, and they have t-shirts on sale and decals on sale in support of the SPCA of Nova Scotia, and they've also got some pretty cool hero cards over there as well. So stop over and say hello to them right beside Chelsea at the souvenir stand. EIT Race Radios is over there as well. Rent a scanner so you can listen to these drivers and teams as they go through the Atlantic Cat 250. And underneath our announce position here in the tower, just as you come in the gate, we have the Maritime Motorsport Hall of Fame. And I know Liz Hallahan didn't have many books left on the generator. They're selling tickets on the generator, and they don't have many tickets left. So go see Liz, chat about the Maritime Motorsport Hall of Fame and all they do, and buy some tickets on the generator.
And if you haven't already done so, make sure you get signed up for the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour Fan Club. Some great opportunities for the kids. There's a kids one and there's an adult one. So
yes,
everybody can get in on it and, you know, show your support. And it's all free. No charge to join up. And you'll get your wonderful decal that you can put on your car to show you are a race fan.
And we should mention as well that there's some perks that come to those Parts Trucks Pro Stock Tour Fan Club memberships. We had the contest back at the IWK 250 to jump the line to meet Mark Martin. We've had some Grand Marshal giveaways as well. We head in 2 weeks' time to Petty International Raceway for the Cummins 200 for the International. You never know what Jessica Somerville might have up her sleeve. So be sure to head to MaritimeProStockTour.com and check out what is there. Sign up for a free membership to the Maritime Pro Stock Tour Fan Club. And who knows, you might be saying, gentlemen, start your engines in 2 weeks' time at Petty.
And that's always a good time.
We've stopped our cars in the back straightaway. Red flag is out, and they're going to let the drivers, you know, open the door, get a little air in there as they try to disassemble Tony Gaudette Jr. and Wayne Nichols' car. It looks like they have the 36 unattached there, the A1 towing and recovery crew. And, Jerry, if you were here on Friday night, we needed some backup. We've called in the reinforcements from A1 Towing and Recovery to help us out this afternoon.
Yeah, we had a few tow truck issues on Friday night, but we worked around them. That Dodge truck did a fine job pulling cars out of the grass.
Absolutely it did.
Even though Brad Mann didn't want that Dodge to be successful.
Yeah, I know he didn't.
As a guy who owns a couple of Dodges, I knew it had it.
I see some familiar faces in the stands, and he just sat down, and I didn't catch him. Carl is here from Oyster Bed Speedway. Want to say hello to the race director at Oyster Bed. They had some issues last night getting their race in, and I don't want to say that word.
Nope.
Don't want to say it. But great to see Carl and the crew here from Oyster Bed. And we were there last week. Hospitality second to none over on the island, and can't wait to get back there. I think I'm back there sometime in September.
We're looking forward to lots more racing. Season's only halfway over, right? Don't disappoint me and tell me I'm wrong.
It's getting towards the end. It's on the second half of the season. Let's put it that way.
Okay, we're in the second half. I'll accept that.
Kyle Shipley going to pit road in the 28 car. They've had some mechanical issues to their race car. It just seems like they chase something, they find an issue, and then they find something else to chase. So I'm not sure what the ailment is this week for Kyle Shipley, but he is back to pit road in car number 28. Brad, what are you looking at here?
Well, Tim, I'm just looking at some of these posters you have of the 99 car of Greg Seward in the back. Just an awesome job done by it. The car's out here in the back of the where they sell some souvenirs next to Chelsea. Just brings back memories when I started back in 1984, and we had a 1973 Olds Omega was my first race car. And yeah, I used to go to the junkyard and get parts, and that's what it was back in those days, so it just brings back a lot of memories.
So would you have won your first championship of seven in a car similar to this?
I did, Tim. I won my first championship in 1987 along with the International in 1987 also at River Glade Speedway, and it was in that race car, that 73 Olds Omega that we used to go to the junkyard. We'd run on a G7815. Four-ply tire. We used to go and get rims from the junkyard, and that was a sportsman car back in them days. Now the street stocks make them sportsman cars look like a piece of garbage back. You know, you look at street stocks today, and I'm like, wow, that's better than my first sportsman car, but that's where the sport's gone. Like, we just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I've kept books on it over the 30 years, what it cost to do it, and you could see in the books financially where it went and when it grew. And 1990, we went to buying racing wheels and racing tires for sportsmen, and that's when the cost started to get high.
So for a Legend car, obviously these are spec race cars built out of Harrisburg, North Carolina. If you're new to the Legend cars or you're new to Scotia Speedworld, never seen these cars before, 1200cc or 1250cc Yamaha motorcycle engines in them. There's not a whole lot of reverse to these race cars when it comes to a transmission. Short wheelbase, lots of power. And Brad, I know you've been in one of these before. These can be difficult to drive. You've got to really manhandle these cars.
I was, Tim. I had the opportunity to drive one of Gary Bursey's cars in Fredericton at Speedway 660. I can tell you, that's why when we see the kids come out of these legend cars, the Butchers and the Blakehorns today, and they come out of them and get into a pro stock, I'll honestly tell you that a pro stock car is way easier to drive than what one of these legend cars are. The shorter the wheelbase, the more twitchy it is, and the more finesse you need to be. And these motors really scream in these legend cars. They're turning about 12,000 RPM, so... And these aren't cheap. When you see one of these going into a wall and those two guys on the hook down there, that's going to be an expensive repair also because there's a lot of lightweight parts on these cars.
And it's a 50-lap show coming up for them next week as well here to qualify for Nationals coming up in October at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. That's a great thing about these race cars, too. These drivers can take these cars essentially anywhere in North America that a legend car has ran, minus some minor adjustments to the racetrack, and compete. We've seen Corey Hall go down to Texas Motor Speedway and win at Battle at the Big Top. We've seen guys like Nicholas Nagel go down and win features at the NX Winter Nationals. These drivers are some of the best in the business. They're proving it here in the last couple of years.
That just shows you what kind of talent we have here in the Maritimes, and it always makes me real proud when I hear anybody goes outside the Maritimes and does well. Sometimes I think we forget to realize what talent we got here, what caliber of racing we got here in the Maritimes, and we ought to be proud of it. And fans are getting to see more and more talent every time they come out. And look at the crowd here today, Tim, with the IFFY weather. It's unbelievable, the crowd here today, and they're going to get a good show here.
Should mention as well that Chelsea just messaged us and says she needs people to come buy merchandise. So if you can go down and say hello to Chelsea. If you haven't picked up your Partridge Trucks Pro Stock Tour souvenirs yet, hoodies, you got T-shirts, you got koozies, you've got stickers, you got a little bit of everything down there. And Chelsea likes to talk, so make some friends down there too, right?
Yeah, that's always interesting. She's got a good personality for selling stuff, Tim, and there's always stuff changing with the tour merchandise, so it's nice to get for a souvenir. And sure, next year it'll be a different design again, so it's kind of nice to collect something every year to remind you that year of the tour, Tim.
So we are back to caution, and we are already doubled up. The accident in corner number one has been cleaned up. And we'll be back to green flag racing momentarily as Rob Bonus displays the caution flag this time by. And we're getting ready to go again. We'll see if Craig McDonald can hold on for the next 17 laps to take the victory over Adam Meehan. Meehan won here in May in the Maritime League of Legends Tour race. Your reigning champion, Waylon Farrell, in third, with Paul Goulden and Ryan McIntosh completing your top five. Sixth is Dylan Sutherland. Seventh is Corey Hall. Eighth is Emily Meehan. Ninth is Darren Sherwood. And completing your top 10, your leading rookie on the series, the two-car from Sydney, is Cody Quinn. Next time by, we're going to go racing, Jerry.
And we've only got 18 to go to complete this one. The pace they've been setting, the way they've been going at it here with this Maritime League of Legends, I don't think it's going to take all that long unless we have something like that again. But these guys have been doing a heck of a job this afternoon. They have really shown a lot of respect for one another. Hard racing, but respect.
Pace car is in. The legend cars are back at it. Green flag flies. We're back underway. The 98 car of Craig McDonald on the inside. The six, check that, of Adam Meehan got a great jump on the outside but could not solve the 98 on the inside line. Farrell to the inside, throws it down on the six of Adam Meehan, and the driver from CBS Newfoundland will move to position number two. Oh, Meehan gets turned by Goulden. They saved it down to corner number one. Jerry, I don't know if the 57 anticipated the six to let off at that point.
I think the six just slowed it down, and Goulden didn't have time to get on the brake to get out of it. Touched him, but held back enough that they were able to catch him. Adam Meehan back underway in that fight for third.
57 was shown the rolled up black flag that last time by. It allows Corey Hall to get to position number five and allows Ryan McIntosh to get to the inside of the sixth car of Adam Meehan. Meehan now on the outside line as these drivers begin to move here. Lively around on the front straightaway, loops it around a second time and backs it down onto the Bandolero track. The battle continues on for position number three, though, as we stay green. Meehan on the outside, and here comes Ryan McIntosh.
Those front two starting to pull away, the 98 of McDonald and the 48 of Farrell, as the 0-3 of Ryan McIntosh leads that pack of cars, and that is a pack of about 14 of them coming in behind.
Corey Hall trying to solve Adam Meehan, and here comes Darren Sherwood. Sherwood hops to the outside of the 08 car. One of the Masters competitors trying to take it away on the outside of Corey Hall, your international semi-pro leader in the 08. And Shelby Baker, last week's winner on the island, to the inside of the 38. They're all switching positions here late in this one. 11 laps to go. Waylon Farrell is on the back bumper of Craig McDonald, but they have a half straightaway advantage on Ryan McIntosh.
And McIntosh about a car length ahead of the number 6 of Adam Meehan. 0-8, Corey Hall on the move. As Hall ducks to the inside, Meehan slams the door on him as they go to turns 1 and 2. Down that back straightaway, Corey Hall has not given up. He is putting all kinds of pressure on the number 6 of Adam Meehan.
Have you met Corey Hall? There's no give up in his vocabulary.
He is pushing hard, trying to get Adam Meehan to make a mistake and doing a great job. But in the process, Shelby Baker, the number 53, went to the outside. And now he is up alongside the 0-8 of Corey Hall, going to take a run on the outside at the number 6 of Adam Meehan.
They're going to battle on the inside. I'm just going to go to the outside line. Shelby Baker trying to get back to the podium. Since last week at Oyster Bed Speedway, he won that race. He's really turned it on in the last couple of weeks of this season. That is the battle for position number 4. McIntosh has cleared himself in position number 3. Your top two about to put on a show. Waylon Farrell, that car turns down into corners number 3 and 4. He's on the back bumper of the 98 of Craig McDonald. Maybe McDonald doing a little mirror driving here, because that 98 and 48 look like they're getting ready to put on a show.
As they bring it down into turn number 3 and 4, it is still the 98 of McDonald out in front. Waylon Farrell rides the back bumper. 5 laps left to go, and that front two, you couldn't put a piece of paper between them.
Your top two, Waylon Farrell trying to win his first race here at Scotia Speed World. Up the racetrack goes the 98. There may have been a little bit of contact there. They're side by side. Farrell trying to take it away. As the battle for fourth intensifies as well, Hall pushes the 6 down into corner number 1. Oh, boy, where do you watch this?
I'm watching Waylon Farrell. He is using the chrome horn trying to get around the 98 of McDonald. This time he didn't, because I think he got the warning from the starter last lap. But he is still trying everything he's got in the book to pull this one off with just about 2.5 laps to go.
Down the back straightaway and into corner number 3 and 4. The 48 looks to the inside. They're side by side for the lead. Farrell will lead that lap. They'll come up on the lap car of Robin Lothers, and that will be the 98's pick. The 98 of McDonald back to the point. The 48 of Waylon Farrell had to back out for the lap car. He drives it down deep into corners number 3 and 4. White flag flies. Final lap in this Maritime League of Legends Tour race. And Waylon Farrell trying to drive the wheels off that thing, trying to get back to the 98. McDonald may have just used the lap car as a pick, and he will pick up the biggest win of his career. Checkered flag for Craig McDonald. Farrell in second, and third is Ryan McIntosh. We'll go down trackside and talk to your top three.
And Craig McDonald had the hand out the window, shaking the fist in the air of excitement as he came down to cross that start-finish line. He knew he had won this one. And as you said, Tim, one of the biggest wins in his career, as he makes his way slowly down into victory lane. Waylon Farrell gave it everything he had trying to get it, including a little bump, bump, bump in the corner, but that just got him a warning from the starter. It wasn't quite enough. And certainly the 0-3 of Ryan McIntosh, a great afternoon for him, a strong showing as he brings it home in third. So we are about to head down to Victory Lane with Tim Terry, as he'll have a chat with our winners this afternoon. Right now, Craig McDonald picking up the checkered flag, going to take a little victory lap around Scotia Speed World. Oh, wrong. Going to do a little burnout on the front straightaway. Okay. It's an Alan Kulwicki victory lap. He turned around to drive the opposite direction. I didn't know these legend cars would turn right. McDonald making his way along the back. He gets to the back straightaway and salutes his team with the checkered flag, giving a big thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's out of the car in the back straightaway. Give it up for Craig McDonald. And while he does that, I'm going to come over here and talk to the driver of the 03. I'll throw that over there. Brian McIntosh, welcome back to Scotia Speedworld. It's been a long while since we've done this.
Yeah, it's been quite a good time, but really happy to come out here and compete. I mean, I wish we could have got the win, but I'm just happy to be out here racing, bring this car home in one piece for Brian and Nick. Just got to thank my dad, Uncle Kelly. Got to thank my grandma and granddad for coming out here, bringing Evan and Christian. It's just awesome. We had a lot of support out here. I'm just glad to be home. Going back to North Carolina tomorrow morning, so I was got some racing and had some fun while I was home. I'm just ecstatic to be here, so it was a good run.
You got some hardware, too. Some of those restarts are pretty wild, and this is only the second time you've been in a Legend car this year, too, isn't it?
Yeah, this is my second race in the past 3 years, so I'm a little rusty, but I missed the setup a little bit. It was real tight, but, I mean, hey, I'm just happy we're here. Got a podium finish, so bring it back in one piece. Maybe next time I'm home, we'll come out and play again.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
That's Ryan McIntosh. Second place is Waylon Farrell. Now I'll have to ask you about that move down there into turn number one. So we'll talk about Waylon Farrell. We'll talk about that move down there. What was your thought on that?
I don't know. It was quite the move.
You come home with position number two. We can chalk it up to a good point night, though. I know you don't like talking about points, but you're still there in the lead position.
Yeah, I know. It was a good points night. Would have liked to get the win, but we just never had the time. We had to come a long ways.
We're going back to Riverside next week. You love that racetrack, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's fun, and hopefully we'll have a good car. We've had a good car now the last couple weeks, so.
And you had a podium finish in the Sportsman, podium finish here tonight. You love this racetrack, too.
Yeah, it's definitely fun here. A little bumpy.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Tim.
That's Waylon Farrell. And ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your winner, Craig McDonald. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about that race down there. I want to ask you about the move.
Which one?
Down here in the turn one with the lap car.
Oh, yeah. I got nervous going in that corner. Waylon raced me great, raced me hard. He got under me. I knew that 58 was there, so I thought, he can have the inside. I'll take the outside.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Craig McDonald. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your top three. What a show by the Maritime League of Legends Tour. TR Ann Butcher's not. This is the first time she's speechless. Welcome to Scotia Speedworld. Welcome to Nova Scotia.
Thank you so much. This is, you know, I would like to take some credit for the weather changing like it has. But, you know, we're blessed to be here today. And I love a short track like this, the scenario here. It sort of reminds me a little bit of the little track in Jefferson, Wisconsin, but this is, and it's a very racy racetrack, and I love what I've seen so far.
Let's talk about the Quickie Driver Development Program, because this has been huge this season, and Cole Butcher selected in the program.
It has been. You know, this is just our third year, and it's been quite amazing how far we've gone in such a short period of time, and I guess probably one of the best examples is the fact that, you know, it's the first time that we have an international driver now. We have a Canadian that's running for our Kawiki Cup this season. And, you know, he's our first points update. Cole was fourth, but I think that we have yet to see the best out of Cole Butcher this year. And I really think that he's going to be the guy that's going to, you know, get a win or get wins. And he's going to be one of the guys that's really going to be battling out at the end for this thing. You know, we're talking about seven times seven, so there's $54,000 that's on the line there.
And that's U.S. coin.
That's correct. That's U.S. coin. You know, I'm still trying to figure that situation out. But we've been up here for about 3 days now, and I love the hospitality up here. Love this area of the country, and you guys are really blessed with some great racing that I've seen so far.
And we're getting ready to see the Atlantic Cat 250. This is a huge huge race for us. And Ann Butcher has a box in her hand.
And tell them they can meet me right there at the flag stand.
So if you were over and chatting with Ann a little bit earlier on and put your name in the box, we're going to draw one name at a time, and you can meet Ann at the flag stand to collect your winnings. Who do we got number one?
I'm going to let you handle that one.
David Vino.
How about that?
There you go. There's number one. And, of course, we're doing seven, correct?
Yes.
We're doing seven draws. Number two, can you That one might be a little bit easier.
That looks like Kirk Rush Jr.
Maybe Ryan? Kirk Ryan Jr.?
Kirk Ryan Jr. How about that?
Kirk Ryan Jr. We know that name here at Scotia Speed World. We know Senior. Oh, we know this one.
This is great. This is one. Logan, wherever you are, Logan, you're a winner.
So Logan is a winner.
Looks like, is that Lucas Summers?
That looks good to me.
Looks like Lucas Summers.